This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of November 17th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me this week from a different time zone, which is pretty cool, because I love all the guests, because I pray, as I say all the time, I pray the Lord sends the one he wants on this show, because this is his show. And to glorify him, and I just sit back in amazement. And again, this week, I'm looking at a young child of God who, when she opens her mouth to sing, is absolutely amazing. And you'll find out about that. You'll hear it. But this show is going to be about who she really is, because I know there's a lot to make up. As the Lord leads us in the path of our life, what he wants for us, he puts people in our way. He orchestrates a lot, and it's a lot of building he does within us. And he has done a mighty work in you already. So it's a blessing to have Miss Madeline Treasure on the show.
Thank you.
And you have a co-pilot with you too.
Yes, I do.
Who's your co-pilot?
My mother, Elizabeth.
Look, hello. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you before we even get going. I want to thank you for being a parent that absolutely loves their child.
Oh, yes.
You know, because, you know, that is, unfortunately, we don't get to say that a lot. Mm-hmm. So thank you for what you do. I know a little bit because I've heard a little bit about it. And just God bless you for what you do for Miss Madeline.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, Miss Madeline, it's showtime now. Who is Miss Madeline Treasure?
Well, so when I was born, I had a lot of complications with my medical stuff. I had two holes in my heart, and when I was only a couple weeks old, I had to have heart surgery. I still have scars from it now, but I am so thankful for the Lord to let me live through that and be who I am today. And I do great in school, and I have lots of friends, and I'm very grateful for that as well.
Well, it's pretty cool because I do a lot of, I teach a lot about scars and how the Lord uses those to tell a story. And I can see in your case, your scar is not a story, it's a testimony.
Good point.
So you use that for his glory, because he's already done a mighty work in you.
Thank you.
Well, all right. I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to dig a little bit more into you and find out what makes this wonderful child tick, okay?
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back with Miss Madeline Treasure right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Joining me this week, Miss Madeline Treasure. Madeline, we talked a little bit in the first segment about who you are and how God has done a tremendous work physically on your body already.
Thank you.
To heal you and to set you upon a path. When did you know that you wanted to sing?
Well, it was at my second live performance. I did a parade for Christmas in Rochester, New Hampshire, and I was singing on a little float. I was pretending to be a little girl from A Christmas Song, and just seeing how happy the parents and the children were just made me feel so good about it. And I'm just like, if I have this talent, I should put it to good use and make people happy with that. So that's really when I decided that's what I want to do.
And you've already made a long trip to Nashville to record, correct? And I believe I heard the story you went to record one song, but it became more than that?
Yes.
So was
it? So when we went down to record my first song, Girls Come Like Blue, we recorded that, and then like a day after, we decided to write a song down there because we were staying for like an extra day or something. And so then within around 2 hours, me and my producer had created a song called Nashville Dream. And it was about how I have this, I just really, really want to become a singer. And so we went to Nashville and it was almost like a dream come true. And we did that. And one of the verses says, "Don't let the critics slow you down." So I used to get bullied at my old school, and a lot of people told me that I had no talent. But then a couple years later, me in Nashville, like singing about that and having it almost like a dream come true. And I thought that was just really cool.
That is cool. And I'm going to tell you that each one of us has tremendous worth.
Yeah.
Because we all are a child of God. And that means so much. It means even in the darkest of days, when everybody talks about you, when you think you've failed, you're not doing anything, people aren't following you, God still loves you. And
yes.
You're still His, and His arms are still wrapped around you.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I think when we come back, you have a Bible verse for us.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to hear what you'll bring then.
Yay.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with Miss Madeline Treasure right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and if you're just tuning in, you'll have to catch the podcast because you've missed out on a true blessing. I have Miss Madeline Treasure and her mom, Elizabeth, over Zoom for the show today from New Hampshire, is that correct?
It's Maine.
Maine, even further. Well, all right, Miss Madeline, you've been charged in this segment to deliver a Bible verse and why you picked that Bible verse.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool when we do this because as you grow, and your mom can tell you, Bible verses change in your life. They mean something. God sends His word to you in certain times of your life. And so your favorite Bible verse today may not be your favorite Bible verse tomorrow, which is really cool. That's why they say God's word speaks to us.
Yeah.
So what verse do you have for us?
I have Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Two reasons why that one's my favorite. One, because of what I talked about earlier when I had my heart surgery. It's literally just a miracle that I'm surviving today. And I feel like God and Jesus Christ was with me like the whole time. And that's what helps me, that strengthened me to be who I am and living today. Another reason is my grandma died about a year ago, and it was like really, really hard for me because I really, really loved her, and I had cried so much when we were at me and my mom and a few others were at the hospital with her, and it was just really hard, and I felt like guidance because I feel like Christ was with me, helping me, because it was a very, very sad time, but yeah.
Well, he does. And not only does he guide us he and direct us, but he comforts us too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the cool thing about it, like I tell my wife all the time, is that we'll all be together one day. And the really cool part about it is that some people argue the point, yeah, we'll know each other in heaven. But I told my wife, does it matter at that point when you're standing in front of the King of Kings? Right. You know, when you're looking at the King of Kings. So, you know, we just got to stay on the path. We have to keep our head down. We have to know that God's in front of us. He's beside us to keep us on path. And he's behind us cleaning up that mess.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I tell you what, when we come back, who knows? Like I told your mom, we're just going to let the Lord lead the next segment.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with Miss Madeline Treasure right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. This is an Alabama to Maine connection. And for all you people in Alabama that listen, thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Maine is about as far northeast as you can go in the United States. It kind of sticks up there by itself. That's a long way. It's a different time zone, but it's almost, we're two different weather patterns. It's so different. Miss Madeline, what would you like in 10 years from now? Where would your life, what would you like for your life to be? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Ooh, I haven't thought about that too much, but I'm hoping to entertain others. And one thing that I did think about is that there is a lot of children who like are at orphanage, like you said, with one of your friends. And so I would like to help like donate to those people, because I know that can be hard, and I want to help them have better lives.
And help your mom have a good life too, right?
Yes, definitely too.
Set her up where all she has to do is get up and sip coffee all day long, right?
Yes, yeah. That'd be great.
That would be the life.
Yes.
Well, I know the Lord has you on that path, and I know he'll guide you in that way. And always keep that strong in your heart, and he'll get you there.
Yeah. One more thing I would like to add is I would like to donate a lot to children's hospitals, because mm-hmm. I did have heart surgery, and from what my mother has told me, because I can't remember 10 years ago, she had told me that it was very scary. So I don't want any other parent to feel that way. So I'm definitely going to try to donate a lot to children's hospitals so that their children can be safe and healthy and have great lives without any medical issues.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, Miss Elizabeth, you've sat there so quietly. I saw you coaching a little bit. I mean, which is mom. That's mom. That's what moms do.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to have a daughter like this?
I mean, obviously all my kids are special, but you know, just the overwhelming feeling of being so incredibly blessed, and you know, her medical issues and everything from birth are for the most part healed. And so that's huge. And then for her to, you know, have the voice that she does at such a young age, and the writing capabilities and the maturity, it's huge. And I believe she has a very, very bright future ahead of her.
So you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have one older sister. Her name's Elena. She's 20. And then my older brother, Anthony, he is 23, has his own apartment. And yeah, he's doing great in life. And then I have two younger doggy brothers.
Now, do your brother and sister, do they sing?
No, my sister likes to sing, but no offense to her, but she's not the best at it. But it's good that she tries. It's good that she tries.
Now, Miss Elizabeth, did this gift come from you?
No, actually, my dad, when he was younger, he used to tour around the United States and perform. And so he was a singer, very, very good singer. And then both of my brothers get the musical talent. One of them is a drummer and the other one is a guitarist.
It skipped my generation because I remember watching growing up in my mom's parents going to my grandparents, my mom's parents, and they would go into the den of my pawpaw's house. And inside that den, all across the walls were guitars, ukuleles, all, and then like my uncle, my pawpaw, my mom, my aunt, they would all pull one of the instruments down and sit in there and just have, I guess, what you call a jam session. They would just play and sing, and I didn't get that. I sound great in the shower. I mean, it sounds perfect, but when it just doesn't sound that way anywhere else.
Yeah. Her brother actually discovered, her voice when she was like two. He was like, Mom, come here. You got to listen to this.
A funny thing is I was so obsessed with Frozen that when I was like 2 years old, there's a video of it on my YouTube channel, I think. But when I was like 2 years old, I performed the whole Anna and Elsa like Frozen song, both characters. And it was really, really funny. Yeah.
Well, you've been a true blessing to be on the show. We've got one more segment. So we're going to take a break. And come back and finish it up, all right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back with Miss Madeline Treasure right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the verse of the hour, and that verse comes from Colossians 3, verse 12. And the Bible says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." That's Colossians 3, verse 12. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, whether you're listening on the airways of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're listening on the podcast. I know the Lord will touch you with Miss Madeline Treasure. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your life. Thank you, Miss Elizabeth, for allowing this to happen. And before we go any further, can I say a prayer?
Sure. Of course.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this interview, Lord. I thank you for bringing this child to the show. God, I ask that you will guide Miss Madeline, that you will protect her. Heavenly Father, that you will put a hedge of protection around her, that you will send angels to watch after her. And Lord, in her life that has so much ahead, that God, you will lead her to the doors that you will open. God, be with her and guide each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Well, Miss Madeline, this is the time where you get to tell everybody how they can connect with you.
Oh, okay.
Because I usually say follow, but then I realized we don't follow each other. But hopefully people will follow us so we can show them who to follow.
Mm. Yeah.
So who how can they connect with you?
I have a lot of pretty much every social media platform, which I run.
Yeah. Of course, just type in Madeline Treasure, MADILYNN, and then the word treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And I, on Spotify, you can literally just type in my name again and on any music platform, and then you can find my song. Please listen to it.
And it's called?
It's called Nashville Dream.
Well, I can't wait for the listeners to be able to listen to it. And I'll put all that information on when I promo the show so they can click on it and come right to you.
Yay. Thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor, and it's been my pleasure.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Well, y'all have a great evening. Go take care of your labradoodles. Is that right?
Yeah.
Close enough.
They're doodles. I don't know.
That's what everybody asks me. I don't know why. Everybody asks me if my dog's a labradoodle. And I just tell him, no, he's a poodle. He's just, he's a plain 100% standard poodle.
Love it. Thank you so much. And God bless you. And we'll stay in touch.
Yes, ma'am. And if you do get down to Nashville, please let me know.
Okay.
Because I'd like to drive up and meet you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yay. Yeah.
And see if we can get you. Maybe I can meet you while you're on stage playing music.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I did get an invite to the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard that's quite the place.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie, and it was really cool singing there last time because Taylor Swift sang there, and it was just really fun. I'm sad I couldn't play her guitar, though, because I didn't know how at the time.
Well, Miss Madeline, Miss Elizabeth, thank you for your time again. And I just hope and pray the Lord will continue to bless your lives. And I can't wait to see what God has in store for you, Miss Madeline.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Miss Madeline Treasure on Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.